This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're now into hour number two. We have Pastor Manning joining us to cover the news and go over all the different craziness that is unfolding and taking place. Coming up in the next segment, I am going to go ahead and announce the winner of the Hillary for prison contest, which, of course, is the Make Fun of Hillary contest. That's a good idea for a contest, to promote her being sent to prison. The best stunt gets $10,000. Okay, I'm already thinking of a new contest. That's what happens. But seriously, we're going to announce the details of that, how much they're winning, who they are. I know I kind of picked the winners last week, but then I never really wrote it down or put it together. So if I can be given that, it'll be awesome. Finalist, Make Fun of Hillary contest. Here are the finalists of the contest. Again, those three videos were posted on Friday. I'll tell you who won first, second, and third place coming up here in just a little while. Now, that said, we're also going to be getting into the beast system arises. The largest bank in Norway calls for the elimination of cash. Many local banks' branches in Norway already don't deal in cash, but that is not good enough. The biggest bank in Norway, and this is, again, a bunch of other big mega banks are calling for this, is calling for the complete and total end of cash. Many local bank branches in Norway already don't deal in cash, but this is not good enough for DNB. They want a blanket ban on the use of cash, and they are selling this as a way to crack down on criminals and money launderers when the big banks and their pool have been caught running with drugs. But in the end, the truth is they want to be able to force everyone in society to use banks, and it would enable them to collect fees on almost every transaction. It is an agenda that is being driven by greed, but it could also open the door for great tyranny. Absolutely, you're not a good globalist. They just turn off your digital money. Or you transfer your Social Security check, and they say that means you're inept and are declared incompetent, and they take your guns, already being announced. Unfortunately, we are not just seeing aggressive movement towards a cashless society in Norway. It's also happening in Sweden and Denmark and in many other nations around the globe. Yeah, some of those northern European countries are so socialist, they take your taxes right out of your bank and then track everything you do. The beast system is rising, and yet very few people out there even seem alarmed by this. Then it goes over the International Business Times report and more on that front. The largest bank in Norway has called for the country to stop using cash. The Local reported Friday. This comes at the last move in the country that has been leading to global charge towards electronic money in the recent years, with several banks already not offering cash in their branch offices and some industries seeking to cut out cash and paper currency. Of course, this is all being sold as something that will be good for Norwegian society. And then it goes on from there. Now, the big mega banks are the top of the pyramid. They control the planet. They give themselves unlimited currency. They get to violate any laws they want, just like Obama does, where they just let people in on these flights. We had Border Patrol, as I said 2 years ago, tell us, look at these airports. There's flights coming in every day. No one checks who they are. It's been pre-planned in the countries of origin. It's incredible. Look into it. And then we looked into it, and then finally it showed up in a few newspapers. But it's still going on. No one seems to care, and they just act like they're dumb, and it's an accident. And no. It's by design. We just showed the video earlier of the emergency manager admitting he's been ordered to do this by the government outside of law. And, again, that just shows the complete total lawlessness. They do whatever they want. It has nothing to do with security. It has everything to do with a financial, paramilitary, cultural, biological, spiritual overwrite. A absolute, total, and complete top-down takeover. With every piece of matter on the earth tracked in real time by supercomputers, predicting the future and then manipulating future outcomes with incredible precision. But only if they can feed you propaganda and have you act and respond to stimuli the way they want you, like a robot, that's how they can control you. If you start doing erratic things, there's nothing they can do to stop you. Stay with us.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're living on the edge.
Gone over the edge, into the technocracy, into 2016, into the world government, into planetary taxation. JFK allowed passengers arriving on an international flight to exit without going through customs again. Oh, it's an accident. No, we played video of people at the border saying we've been ordered to let the illegals through, with Jakari Jackson documenting that. Now, Pastor Manning of Otla World Church in Harlem, with the intel on what the Reverend Sharpton and others are up to with Black Lives Matter, trying to start a race war in the country, getting into the election, getting into what's happening with abortion, getting into the radical Islamic invasion of Europe. We're going to be going over all of that with him about 15 minutes in the next hour with the pastor here today. But as promised, let me go ahead and announce the winners. And then after he leaves us next hour, I will play the winners of the Make Fun of Hillary contest that was very successful. Hundreds of great entries. Everybody that got involved was a winner. She had our people calling up the Laugh Factory and other places threatening to shut them down. The official campaign is saying you don't make fun of Hillary. I mean, the fact that that's so mafia, that's so un-American, that's so incredibly dangerous that it makes my head spin. And so we countered it and said, we will make fun of you. And you notice when Richard Reeves talked to her just last week about her email being hacked, when they heard InfoWars, her managers, her people, it was like they had seen a ghost. They got so freaked out, adrenaline, they jumped to her side. Oh, the unnameable InfoWars, it's so horrible. The name that the New York Times dare not say. You are bankrupt, New York Times, because you do omit stuff. We don't need you to recognize us. InfoWars reaches 28 million people a week conservatively now. The new X-Files is on record modeled off, quote, my research. And there's a character based on me. And again, I'm not bragging about that. It just shows culturally the type of push we could have to be dominating the script of what is arguably the biggest TV show in world history worldwide. Dallas, Seinfeld, X-Files. That's cultural victory, ladies and gentlemen. And to have Chris Carter come out in a bunch of newspapers and say, Alex Jones in right wing, he's a libertarian patriot. And I agree there is a world government being formed. And then Chris Carter tells me, oh, yeah, I want to meet with you. I admire you. I'm not bragging, folks. Chris Carter is one of the most famous TV producers ever. And he was also an investigative journalist before that. So here's what I'm saying. We're having a big effect. And the people that got involved in this contest, you're having a big effect. The action of what you do, you may never know who you touched or what you did. You probably won't. But later, you'll see those ripples come back in the culture and society. Believe me, I didn't know when I started out 21 years ago on Access TV that Vladimir Putin would be a weekly viewer and listener. I didn't know that former CIA directors were listeners. I didn't know that I was reaching Matt Drudge or any of these people. And now you see the fruit of that hard labor. You can do that too. And the more of us stand up, the less these bullies can intimidate everybody. That's the answer. I don't want to be the big enchilada. I don't want to be the big leader in all this. I want America and the world to wake up and all of us work together to change the world. I want to promote people like Pastor Manning and WorldNet Daily and countless others that are out there telling the truth, because then they can't take us all out. We are not in competition, folks. We are brothers in arms together. And that's what this is all about. Number one first place winner, Hillary. A joke that ain't funny. It's powerful. It's the winner. And what were the prizes on this? Yeah, $1,000 for second place, $5,000 for first place, and then you get a bunch of swag and goodies and T-shirts and stuff for third place. But Al Parker, in the short film, Al Parker reminds InfoWars.com that while there are plenty of ways to make fun of Hillary, she really shouldn't be laughed at. She is a tragedy in the making and must be regarded with seriousness. Like the plague, absolutely. Number two, Adam Green, Hillary Clinton supporter, destroys InfoWars.com contest. Performs a frighteningly accurate impression of a typical Hillary supporter. And then Mr. Blair with Queen Hillary. We're going to break that down coming up. That's a hip-hop song. So, there are the winners. Congratulations on being involved in the animating contest for Liberty. Congratulations to everybody else that was involved as well. Now, we're going to go to our guest here in about 2 minutes, but I'll review this more in the third hour, and then Ja'Kari Jackson's coming in with Leanne Mack and others. They're going to cover it, because it is a big coup. I remember about 6 months ago, I was talking to one of my media friends in New York, and they said, you know, the word is the new X-Files is based on you. And I'll be quite frank, I was just like, okay, whatever, you know. Oh, yeah, I bet. Because I don't really watch a lot of entertainment. I try to focus more on entertainment because that's where the real propaganda is. And then a couple of weeks ago, I was like, have you seen the newspapers? Chris Carter says it's based on you and the research material off InfoWars. And then last night, Joe Biggs text messaged me and he said, you know, after the playoff game, the X-Files is on. I went, oh, thank you. I'd forgotten because I'm just so focused on the ground with what's happening. And then I went and watched it. And at first I was like, oh, man, you know, this is well done. But, oh, my gosh, aliens, give me a break. And then by the end of it, you find out it's not what you think. And it's pretty amazing. And basically, large parts of it are directly from what I talk about here on air, which again, Carter's given us the credit. It just shows the cultural victory, as I was saying earlier. When you start affecting the main, biggest cultural memes, the zeitgeist, you know you're taking a wrecking ball to the system. And they're really trying to figure out how to tackle us, because I'm ready for them to kill me. I'm ready for them to put me in prison. And I don't say it to be macho, folks. You can't do this and not be committed. But it's death for everybody anyways if we don't beat them. I mean, it's pure evil, folks. So let's go ahead and go to this one clip, and later in the next hour I'm going to play them all after Pastor Manning leaves us. I really appreciate him joining us today. I got turned around with some of my times. Let's go ahead and go to Blueprint for Global Domination. That's the clip towards the end of the episode where the O'Malley character, that's the Alex Jones character, they even have our same studio, basically. It's amazing. And some of the clips talking about what's happening. Here it is.
Driven not only by corporate greed, but a darker objective.
The takeover of America.
And then the world itself, by any means necessary, however violent or cruel or efficient. By severe drought brought on by weather wars conducted secretly using aerial contaminants and high-altitude electromagnetic waves. In a state of perpetual war, to create problem, reaction, solution scenarios to distract, enrage, and enslave American citizens at home. With tools like the Patriot Act and the National Defense Authorization Act, which abridge the Constitution in the name of national security. The militarization of police forces in cities across the U.S., the building of prison camps by the Federal Emergency Management Agency with no stated purpose, the corporate takeover of food and agriculture, pharmaceuticals and healthcare, even the military in clandestine agendas to fatten, dull, sicken, and control a populace already consumed by consumerism.
And I encourage you all to go shopping more.
A government that taps your phone, collects your data, and monitors your whereabouts with impunity. A government preparing to use that data against you when it strikes. And the final takeover begins.
The takeover of America.
By a well-oiled and well-armed multinational group of elites that will cull, kill, and subjugate.
Happening as we sit here.
It's happening all around us.
The other shoe waiting to drop.
It'll probably start on a Friday. The banks will announce a security action necessitating their computers to go offline all weekend.
Digital money will disappear.
They can just steal your money?
Followed by the detonation of strategic electromagnetic pulse bombs to knock out major grids.
What will seem like an attack on America by terrorists or Russia.
Or a simulated alien invasion using alien replica vehicles that exist and are already in use.
An alien invasion of the U.S.
The Russians tried it in 47.
You can't say these things.
I'm going to say them tomorrow.
It's fear-mongering, claptrap isolationist techno-paranoia, so bogus and dangerous and stupid that it borders on treason. Saying these things would be incredibly irresponsible.
It's irresponsible not to say it.
Especially if it's the truth.
Now, another episode airs tonight. Obviously, I'm going to be watching it because it is surreal to see a character basically based on yourself and then you're watching it on TV. This I like. I don't like watching myself on television. I like watching other people. But here's the deal. Project Bluebeam is partially declassified, a fake alien invasion plan using holograms. Now we're going to go to Pastor Manning of Otlo World Church, who in his own community going up against the gangster, Al Capone Sharpton has basically got him removed off television, a lot more working with other people, exposing this FBI informant, race baiter. And we're going to get into that. We're going to get into so much more. Otla.org. There is so much to get to with the world economy, with what's happening in the planet, with where this election is going, with Bernie Sanders talking about socialism. When you look at how socialism wrecks countries and how these global elite are tax exempt, and won't even be touched by him. It's amazing. So there's so many places to go, so many angles to cover, Pastor Manning. But I want to give you the floor for the next 5-10 minutes, as I know you've been sitting there in your studio revving up to talk about what's happening, to ask you what's front and center for you.
Before I get to what's front and center for me, I'd like to just review some of the things I've been kind of listening to as I've been green rooming here with you over the past few minutes. And number one would be the X-Files in terms of a television production, and listening to what's being told you about how X-Files is now mimicking or ripping off your broadcast type in order that they might be able to sell their programming. I think they understand something, and all authors and people of creativity, as you very well understand, that they need an authentic, if you will, person or projection that they need to put forward. And InfoWars is exactly that. I mean, you can search the nine ways about something that is authentic, that isn't bought and paid for, that you can be absolutely sure that the government does not support would be the InfoWars. And not so much they want to praise you. That's not what they want to do. What they want to do is something that is authentic, that when people watch it, they know that this is real, because actually what you do is on that order. That's number one. The number two, with respect to the type of people, the alphabet groups that listen to you, CIA, whoever else they are, Homeland Security, they have to listen to what you're saying. And for reasons perhaps many people may not think, is because the news reporters have an opportunity to get information from people in business and also in government that the CIA would not have access, or Homeland Security, the FBI would not have access, just because of who they are as legal organizations. But people are willing to talk to the media under confidentiality. And what they realize is that in order for them to find out exactly what's happening, they're not going to turn on CNN, because they get powder puff, if you will, information that's inauthentic. They get information that sells commercials or sells automobiles, but they don't get the kind of hard and fast information that's running underground that even the FBI and other agencies can't dig up. And if I can just go one further as well, I think what we need to realize, you know, the 9/11 perpetrators generation, they've not gone anywhere. I think that people who were sadly misguided that 9/11 was Islamic, as they were, they misguided by such, think that somehow or another that the 9/11 perpetrators have gone home, taken their balls, and they're now either sipping lemonade or smoking cigars, whichever they may choose to do. We need to know, Alex, and that those people that perpetrated 9/11, as heinous as it was, they've not gone away. They've become even more deeply entrenched. They got the Patriot Act through. They got the National Defense Authorization Act through.
They committed a crime so incredibly monstrous that if it ever came out, it will bring down America. They committed a crime too big to fail.
Yeah. And they've not gone away. Isn't it somehow or another they're not dangerous anymore? Hell, they're more dangerous now than they were at 9/11, as awful as that was. So I think that we're living in a world where our eyes have to be open to this. And what you do, you know, it helps open eyes.
Well, thank you, sir. What you do reaches tens of millions. And again, I wasn't even talking about us, gonzo journalism wise. Just we have to cover it. That and what you said is totally true. I believe Chris Carter's a good guy, cares about what's happening. I know his show is very popular, but basically got canceled. They said in the news in 2002, post 9/11, we trust our government now. Fox doesn't want this, even though it has the highest ratings ever. They killed his show. It's a victory for him to even be able to bring it back and question the system. And we've already won so much ground, thanks to you and so many others, with the truth that they know they can't hold it back anymore. And I would imagine, though, he's had to make some type of deal that there's going to be some spin at the end of this. I mean, maybe we learn I'm the bad guy in the show or something. I mean, I'm not holding my breath here, but it is.
I don't know if they would necessarily project you as the bad guy. I think, again, they're looking for something that really sells. I mean, you know, artists who are movie stars or whatever it is that want to be able to project a character, an alcoholic, a drug addict, a drug dealer who have no personal experience there, needs to go and study someone who does that. And I think you're just a prototype for them in terms of, not that you're not important.
No, I understand. Absolutely. No, I get it. It's the prototype. And right. Then they say they're taking our, quote, material, what we cover, and putting it in the show as well. So I guess it's a way of taking something real and turning it into fantasy.
Yeah, absolutely. Careful, however, that the audience and people and worldwide that listen to you do not somehow or another allow them to turn your truth and authenticity into fantasy, because it now becomes commercialized in these X-File type programs and probably other things that are in the workings as well.
Well, I got to say something, Pastor Manning, and I'm not kissing your hind end on this, but it's true. You come up with the most sophisticated, deep analysis just ever, because I'm sitting here too close to it trying to figure out what's going on. And as soon as you said all that, I realized it's absolutely crystal clear. And I was thinking about this last week. You know, they threatened to kill me. They came after me. They turned loose all these dogs. They've done all sorts of stuff behind the scenes. That didn't work. And so now, well, the devil puts his arm around you. That's what Albert Speer talked about with Hitler. You know, well, why'd you work with Hitler?
Right.
Well, you don't know it's the devil when he puts his warm arm around you.
Right.
And I'm not saying, you know, Chris Carter's Hitler or that even Fox is. What I'm saying is they just keep embracing you and loving you until you just can't help it and you're sucked in by them.
Yeah, well, you got to be aware of the Ides of March as well. I mean, you have to watch out for that kind of a thing going forward. But I think that you have built an audience in such a way with information that right now it could be the straw that breaks the camel's back if they came at you in the most minute way. And I don't have any intel on this. I just try to read the tempo of the times. You have to learn how to pick your fights. I had a teacher in college that said to me, pick your ruts well because you're going to be in them for a long time. But he also taught me that you have to pick your fights. You can't just fight everything all the time. You need to know. And so I don't think that right now would be a good thing to pick a fight. What a voice like yours. I mean, I just don't. I don't think it'll be a while.
Well, let's pull back from that and talk about the general view of where you think the American people are, the people of the world, because the fact that you're so successful, I'm so successful, isn't just the information overall. It's also that people now are ready to wake up. I mean, I think undoubtedly the season of awakening's here and the system's going to strike back. What is your sense of the pulse of the world right now, Pastor Manning?
I sense that, as you stated, that people are ready to wake up. I think they have awakened. The next step, Alex, is that they've got to put on the armor that is necessary, and they got to get dressed and ready for battle. Are they awakened? Yes, there's no doubt about that. There's very few people that are still asleep on the process. But there's another step to this process, Alex, and it has always been throughout all of the length and breadth of human history. Once the awakening, you got to take a step. You got to get up and you got to do something. When God spoke to Abraham there in the land of Ur of the Chaldees and awakened him to what who the true God was, he then told Abram, you got to now get up, leave your family, and go to the land that I will show you. That's going to be the next step, that people need instructions because they don't know what to do. And you have to understand, we've been heavily indoctrinated with the propaganda that comes from the media, that comes, and black people in particular, if I can say so, I've just hit this chord. They have been so propagandized with the civil rights paradigm example of what to do with deal with every situation. If it's Ebola, get out and march, civil rights. You know, if it's Tylenol with poison in it, get out and march, civil rights. And so we get organizations that rise up like Black Lives Matter. I mean, if you look at the history of black people in particular, but then go back and look at people in general, Alex, we need a march in order. We need march. They're awakened now, to be sure. But there needs to be marching orders like Abraham got, like Moses got, and like George Washington got. That's going to be the next step. And I, you know, I'm a little that I'm expressing that on your broadcast today. I'm not reserved about it, but this is the first time I expressed that, and I've known that because, you know, there are a lot of listening ears listening to you right now. So now if they know what the next plan is, it's to create the next direction, give the next marching orders, they can somehow or another try to circumvent it. But I think it's going to be so massive, I don't think they'll be able to do so.
You're absolutely right. And you know, the good news is a lot of people in the system are awake, too, and realize they've been lied to. But the people running the show have been planning this for a long time. They're so committed. And I know why folks don't want to believe this is happening, because it is scary to realize exactly what we're facing. When we come back, I want to talk about what's currently happening with the election. I want to ask about your discernment, why you like Donald Trump. I mean, I like him too. And I don't, you know, generally like to even come out and endorse political candidates. It's just that he's the only one who's got a shot at beating Hillary, in my view, right now. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to Catherine Manning. I also want to open the phones up for your view on what he's saying, your view of the X-Files, your view on where this whole Soros plan to cause civil unrest is going. I don't see it actually going too well. 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Oh, and first-time callers. We haven't done that in about a week. First-time callers, 800-259-9231. I want to go back to Pastor Manning. I also want to remind listeners that standing up in a place like Harlem, which is so Democratic Party run and so gangster run by the Clintons and Sharpton and all these folks, takes a lot of courage. And so you need to pray for Pastor Manning. And I would also go, to his website, otla.org. And I would make donations there. I would get his books. I would get his materials, because I know folks in Harlem, and for decades, they've got free food for the kids at lunch and in the morning. And they just are a fount, a spring and a desert of evil there in Brooklyn. And he's now having a lot more success. He's always had success, but it's exponential now. He talked about that last time he was on, so he needs to be in our prayers, because I can't say enough to everybody out there, if you're a citizen journalist just with a YouTube channel and a video camera in your small West Virginia town, or your Northern California town, or your South Texas town, or your Missouri, Michigan, wherever you're at, big city, small town, and just have a camera, report on things, give your views, give your commentary, and then you'll become a leader in your area just by osmosis. People are looking for that. Start an organization, a land rights group, a Second Amendment group. Just organize, get involved, run for office. Be the salt and the light in your areas and take action, because people are ready. And then that's what this show is also a platform to support all the other great people that are out there who also support us when we get attacked and we get demonized, when people lie about us and do dirty tricks and all the rest of it. But folks more and more see through that. And then getting back to what I was saying earlier, it is so essential that you go to InfoWarsStore.com. It costs a lot of money to run these reporters, to run the servers, the building, the plane tickets, the legal. Thank God we've survived over the years some just grievous attacks. I mean, folks, real intelligence operatives trying to take us down. I mean, infiltrators. It's like something out of a movie. Okay. I mean, it is crazy. And I don't get into it. I don't make a big deal out of it. And it's gotten a lot better. We've gone through a lot, though, okay? And you have to understand, we are right at the tip of the spear. I don't like that. I wish there was a bunch of other people bigger than I was, and I'm glad there's people like Drudge that is, or a Donald Trump. I know Drudge is for real and good. I hope Trump is. We're going to talk about Trump in a moment. But, folks, you want somebody to fight the New World Order? We're doing it. You want somebody to fight against these abortuaries and selling baby parts? We're doing it. And we go out there and get in their face and literal communist scum saying they love Satan appear and start attacking us. And they literally, black, white, doesn't matter, stumble around and have like green skin and fall down. I mean, they're just demons, folks. We have literal demon-possessed people show up when I go out in public. Drooling, you know, coming after me. And I'm not complaining. I'm just telling you, you know how spiritual it is. If you have any doubt, when you actually get up front with these people, it starts getting weird, okay? I mean, let me tell you, they come out from under rocks, okay? They're ghouls. They love that their temple right down the road from me, 2 miles away, where they're killing all those babies. And when you face them, down at the Texas Capitol 2 years ago, they had Christians there praying, and just women came out of their offices and came all over and just in dresses and suits and started going, "Hail Satan, hail Satan, hail." I mean, there's the video, and the state police are like, and they're like, "Rrr." I mean, it was a demonic event, folks. This stuff's real, okay? You start trying to save the kids, and we're that close to it, they come out from under rocks. And I've always been a Christian, folks, but let me tell you, fighting evil point blank, it'll get you real close to God real fast, because it's the only place you get any solace from that chill that goes up your spine, and God puts his hand around your shoulder and says, "It's all right." And then so many doors open up, but you've got to know, folks, this is real. And so we need your financial support more than ever to be strong against the enemy and to be able to really take action. We need you to buy the books, buy the videos, buy the nutraceuticals, free shipping on orders of $50 or more, 15% off. We're extending it for till Wednesday, and then it's over. X2, the good halogen, the true pure iodine with the Super Mel Vitality. That's just known concentrated herbs that, you know, help your body be more natural. They've got all these chemicals in the food and water suppressing us. Your purchases make it all possible, but so many times I've got to spend time I could be spending on media and getting the word out, and I'm not complaining, fiddling around trying to get funds, fiddling around with accounting, trying to figure out how to be able to move forward as a good steward, and it'll make it a lot easier for us to withstand things and be strong in this fight if you supply us the fuel to put in the tank to get the job done. Or it's like the food for the body of this organization to be able to be strong and fortified and do this. So we have amazing products, a lot of big specials. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And finally, we also have the great four-stage water filters that have the really fast flow for your showers. This is the best unit yet. We still sell the other units. They're a little bit less. They're not as good. But that's what I used before, was the other system. Now there's something better. We've got that. Pro Pure, Pro Max, just absolutely amazing what you breathe in and what goes through your skin, folks. So you can trust the government and take showers in it all day and drink it and, you know, enjoy the glyphosates and the rest of it. If I was you, I would do this, and it's a win-win. We sell a high-quality product at a very good price, free shipping, 10% off promo code WATER. and it funds our operation. It's a win-win. InfoWarsStore.com. But again, I want to encourage you to go to otla.org and also support what Pastor David Manning is doing. And in fact, I've been doing accounting and looking at things I'm going to be involved in, and I'm going to give somebody to the Salvation Army. So they do a good job. I'm going to give somebody to Pastor Manning. And I think I wasn't going to announce this, but I am, because I think people should do it as well. I'm going to give money to the police department out in California, the police officer that got killed when he was going after a guy that had actually been here in town saying he was going to get me. And I'm also going to give money to the Austin Police Department for the fallen officers there as well. Not because the police are perfect. They got big problems, and there's a fight for their soul going on. But because we're not going to single people out because of what bad cops do, and we're going to think about the people that have laid their lives down to protect the rest of us. And that's why I want to single out what Pastor Manning and countless others have done, guaranteed risking his life going up against Al Sharpton. And this isn't about praise here, folks. It's about realizing everybody likes to watch war movies or watch football or all this fake manly stuff. This is the real fight right now for America and the world happening. Now, I'm ranting. I want to go to calls. That Pastor Manning's with us 15, 20 minutes the next hour. But getting into the place we are in history, what's happening, what you expect to come, what you think of Trump since the last time we talked to you, and what in your gut you think is coming next, Pastor Manning.
Alex, before I get to Trump and the Sanders, I want to point out that we were successful in taking down Al Sharpton. And a month or so after that, we got a letter from our insurance company. We have a group package that covers, we do a lot of things, schools, education, teachers, ministers, property, the whole works. But we also have a segment of that group policy that we had that covered our professional work that we do, such as my announcing as well. And they have threatened to cancel, and they've given us a cancellation date, not on our other policy, but on the aspect of the policy of what I do in terms of my public life, in terms of this, what we're doing right now by broadcasting. And they had covered us nicely for the last few years. We've been broadcasting now for about a decade. But the fight is getting more intense. And what's going to happen? Now we get dropped by a carrier, insurance carrier. Our premiums are going to go through the roof to get someone to cover us in the event that somebody like Al Sharpton decides to take out a suit against us, or Obama, or anybody that we speak about, or Black Lives Matter. Anyone who would take a mind to challenge us in courts on the things that we say on the air or whatever, we now have to find a very pricey insurance company. It's going to cost us a lot of bucks. So I thought I would say that in the event that people don't realize that those are some of the things that you have to encounter going forward. Now, having said that, as far as Trump is concerned, I believe in Trump. Alex, I just believe, I believe the man. I just do. I think he loves America. I've sat in meetings with him, and I've watched him. I've talked to people that are close to him. Michael Cohen is one of the persons that's very close to Trump. And I believe one of the things that the Bible says you can judge a tree by his fruit. Well, one of the things that Trump is doing, he's upsetting the entire roster of political pundits, media. None of them are his friends. All of them are against him, which says to me that he's not playing ball with any of them. Because once they start playing ball, being paid off, et cetera, they all kind of coalesce to get together and they go out to dinner at those fancy French restaurants in Georgetown and drink cognac and smoke those expensive Havana cigars. And then they get on the Congress floor and they say they're fighting one another. That's not Trump. Trump, they're all after him. That within itself says to me that the man is real. And I would urge everybody else, if you want to see this nation set free and a leader, a true leader, vote Trump. That's where I'm at with Trump.
I am very sad that Rand Paul has blasted him as power-hungry, delusional, fake conservative narcissist. Rand Paul was on just 2 weeks ago. I think he would make a great president, but I think his attacking Trump early on is one of the main reasons he lost his support to a great extent, but I guess my advice didn't get through to him. And I was one of the people that he told me on the phone was actually twisted his arm into running for Senate. He didn't really think he could win, and I told him I would support him. The media has made a big deal out of that, but I do owe it to him to be just frank with him. And when he jumps on this bandwagon, all that does is tie him to the mainstream media. And I always told him and others, I said, the only way to destroy yourself is to be seen as part of the establishment. That's why they now go on the news and go, Trump says he's with the establishment. No, Trump said, now I've got the establishment calling me, and I'm not going to listen to him. They spun that he's part of the establishment now, when you see all the establishment money lined up against him.
Right. Right. Absolutely. And a house divided against itself cannot succeed. So it's clear that they are against him. And I would say of Rand Paul, you know, he can repent. He can turn around. And because I think Rand Paul could probably be good in a Trump administration. I do. I think he has some qualities that will be helpful to the nation and the world. So he can walk all that back. And then become productive for all of us, I think.
Well, I learned the inside baseball. These guys have played golf a bunch, had dinner together. Trump never attacked him, let Paul attack him for months before he did anything. And he said that, you know, Rand Paul's a great golfer, and he liked him. And I just don't know why he got the advice to go after Trump. And he just doubled down. In fact, let's play a clip of that. Then I'm going to play a Louis Farrakhan clip here. Let's go to this clip where Rand Paul blasts Trump as power-hungry, delusional, fake conservative narcissist. Here it is.
Now, I think sometimes narcissists have delusions, and I think he's almost to the point of being delusional about his own power. But what I worry about that is there is a distinct American tradition that I represent that says too much power gravitating into the hands of anyone is a mistake, Republican or Democrat. So we believe in a presidency limited by the Constitution. I think that Donald Trump believes in no limits to power as long as it's coming to him. That's very, very worrisome to us. And I think conservatives across the country should be alarmed at his candidacy, because I don't think he's a real conservative. I think he's pulling the wool over our eyes, and I think we'll be very sorry that he'll be the consummate deal maker, and he'll be worse than anything we've got in Washington. You just wait.
Okay, then he's in the lead by being anti-establishment, so now you act like establishment when I know Rand Paul is an establishment. And 6-7 months ago, he was the main guy they were attacking. So I'm like, oh, Rand Paul's the guy. The mainstream media is attacking him, see? But now he's gone back the other way to get on all these TV shows, which all he's doing is shooting himself in the foot. When people see him on CNN or MSNBC attacking Trump, they go, oh, my gosh, I hate Rand Paul. I mean, I just don't get what he's thinking.
Well, Alex, you know, I just read an article this morning where Trump was explaining how our nation has descended away from the Constitution in an awful way. And as a result of that, we've become the nation that we've become, that he wants to make great again. And he pointed out, Alex, that he's a builder. And one of the main traits of building buildings is engineering, like unto physics. And that there are certain laws within the building of a structure that will last and will be beautiful that must be adhered to, otherwise the whole thing will collapse. And he used that example of how he has stayed within the law of building properties, as we ought to stay within the confines of the Constitution.
He understands that blueprint.
Yeah, he does. And so for Rand Paul to call him a power-greedy narcissist is just below the pale. Nothing could be further from the truth. He understands that blueprint accurately.
Well, I've actually talked to a lot of folks that know Trump behind the scenes, and they say that it's been a process of awakening for him, and he said that. He said, hey, just a few years ago, I was busy building things and building golf courses and hotels.
Right.
He
right.
said, I didn't realize it was this bad. I mean, I used to work in this corrupt system. I admit it's all a big joke. I want to change that. And look, what we know is this. Rand, be like your dad. This is up on InfoWars.com. Ron Paul, his great father. Dr. Paul, Congress is writing the president a blank check for war. The legislation makes the unconstitutional Iraq war authorization of 2002 look like a walk in the park. It says geographically, Obama or the next president, in perpetuity, until it's repealed, can just attack anybody they want, any country, boots on the ground, including America. This is giving martial law powers to the executive branch and Congress handing over its war powers, authority, just like it's done with its money to the Federal Reserve. I mean, this is such a big deal. And again, here's his dad, one of the only people criticizing it. We were doing it last week, thank God. And so we ought to just hear from Rand Paul on Obama is being given war powers that only Hitler had, and we're not Germany, folks, in 1939. I mean, this is dangerous, dangerous. We have not seen the proof that Donald Trump is a man on a white horse, Napoleon Bonaparte. We know Hillary and Jeb and Obama are bad news. We know that.
Yeah. And, I think that we haven't seen the last of Obama. Not hardly have we seen the last of him.
That was my next question. What do you, because you really predicted, you proved me wrong about how, I thought Obama would be bad, but nothing like this. What do you think he'll do in his last 11 months?
Well, he has, so far, he has been able to take away most of our liberties, been able to put us asleep and to pit us against one another. To open up this nation to immorality and destruction, it's very little left for him to do except for martial law and to try to maintain some sense of power within the office. And I'm watching very carefully what's happening.
Stay there, sir. Stay there when we come back. We'll get into that. And then for 20 minutes, the next hour, take calls. I also have a clip of Louis Farrakhan that I want to play for you where he agrees with Trump on not letting radical Muslims in.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, Katie Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
We don't need no education.
Here's the headline. Cruise stock falls in prediction markets. attack Trump, you start falling. Why'd you do that? They got these advisors in there that think they know everything. These politicos never did anything in their life who are still dialed into the old system that is like Confederate money after the Civil War. It's good to light the oven with. It's good to light the fire with. It's good for birdcage liner or to wipe your butt in the outhouse with. I mean, the establishment is going out of style. And instead, they push this corpse Hillary on us who's having coughing fits in public and looks like she's about to die. We've got all this craziness happening. We've got Obama running around on constant vacations. And we've got him going after the guns with executive power. The Republicans trying to hand him total power because they want it when they get a Republican in. I mean, it's dangerous. And I'd like to see Trump come out and criticize this war power authorization that's open-ended everywhere in the world. But the one thing he says that bothers me is he goes, I'm really militaristic, but I don't want war with Russia and we shouldn't be in Syria. He says the right things there, but then says, don't worry, I'm militaristic when we need to be. Well, so was Thomas Jefferson. So maybe I get where he's going with that. But going back to Pastor Manning and your calls for 20 minutes into the next hour for folks that are holding, what do you expect Obama to do finishing up with that? And then Hillary, doesn't this show the arrogance of the system pushing Hillary, who is so loathed across the board? I mean, that even a kook like Bernie Sanders could be beating her in many polls. And so where do you see that going?
Actually, I think that Hillary's got some major health issues, Alex. I know that Bill has some major health issues. If you just look at him, how much he has slowed down, how frail he looks.
He looks like Steve Jobs before he almost died.
Yeah, he's awful. And Hillary, though she hasn't had gone through a major weight loss, she's not thinking clearly. She's not spontaneous. She's not quick-witted. Not that she really ever was, but I think she's got some major health problems. And Bernie Sanders, Alex, has tapped into young people who are unchurched. They graduated from liberal high schools and colleges where our government and constitution was not heralded as the paradigm for the world. We've got a gap. We've got a patriot gap. We've got a loyalty gap. We've got a belief system gap that these young people were raised up in. However, Bernie, on the other hand, was a part of the tail end of the Bolshevik Trotskyites, Russia, the communist Marxist movement.
He's a leftover time bomb from the Cold War. He is basically, in my view, a communist agent.
Yeah. That's a great way of saying it. And so that's why he's resonating, and that's why the young people that don't know God, that don't know our nation, have been taught to hate our nation in schools, are resonating with Bernie Sanders. That's what's going on in that event.
I tell you, I mean, they've already suckered them. The big money wants socialism because it domesticates people, and these young people are so sad. They have no idea that NAFTA and GATT sold out their jobs. Now they're getting 2-3 degrees, and then there's no job for them. And now they want Bernie to give them everything free. Where do they think it comes from?
I think that, you know, that their parents are still around. They still believe that the Wall Street structure is still pretty powerful. And they're not really, they don't have to get out and earn a living for themselves as of yet. So they have not become concerned. And they think that the wealth that's out there that their parents have should be shared with the people who have made no efforts to do anything or take advantage.
And they don't know that their parents who worked for it invested the wealth that's been stolen with the derivatives and the whole house of cards is coming down and they want tyranny in place when it all goes down.
Right. It's a sick system. And it's going to take a lot to undo this. I mean, we're nearly $21 trillion in debt.
That's right. Stay there, Pastor. Back in 70 seconds. Atlah.org. ATLAH. Pastor David Manning. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.